All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pat.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Well, mateys, the sun be shining, the seagulls be chirping, and everything be shipshape for today's Patch the Pirate adventure.
No, everything isn't shipshape, Uncle Jonas.
Peanut Pirate, hello. Your fingers all bandaged up. Why?
Promise you won't laugh?
Yes.
No?
Ahab?
I was fixing a plank on the bow deck, and I hit my finger with a hammer. I feel so stupid. Pee-wee and Pixie keep laughing at me.
So?
So, it's not very fun to be laughed at.
Hey, look, Peanut, here's some advice from a guy who's done a lot of stupid stuff. Jonas?
Huh?
He didn't get it. What a guy. Anyway, what I meant to say is, don't let it bother you. Everyone does something dumb every once in a while. Pee-wee and Pixie's turn will come.
I guess you're right.
But let me suggest something. When they do that something dumb, be bigger than they are. Don't laugh. Make them feel better just like I'm making you feel better. People will like you a whole lot more.
Okay, thanks, Birdie Buddy. You're a pal.
All righty, hold on a minute. You're not me parrot, Ahab. You're an imposter. Get out of here.
Cut it out, Squidly.
Well, on to the adventure, mates. Let's see. Last week, nothing really major happened. Catfish was kidnapped and Calabash blew up a shrimp boat and the Calliope.
Nothing really major.
Back to the Calliope Caper!
We must go, Monsieur Catfish, or you may never see your brother alive again.
Now, don't go fretting your pretty little head, Nun Magnolia. I'll be along directly.
Goodbye, Sugar Dumpling.
Calabash, if you'll wait a second, I'll move that shrimp boat out of the way.
Did you say shrimp boat? That may be the very boat that sauteed my two brothers, Fantail and Popcorn. Stand back, s'il vous plaît. I will show you what I think of shrimp boats.
Look at that!
That shrimp boat exploded!
The Calliope blew it up! It's gone!
That is just a taste of what happens when Calabash Shrimp gets fried. Do not try to follow us, or worse will happen to you. Au revoir.
Just call me Winter Magnolia.
Do you see anything kind of peculiar hiding under that bench? The one Calabash is sitting on.
Why, it looks like cottonmouth moccasin.
Let's go, crew. Get ready to sail. Looks like Catfish may be headed for trouble.
Like it.
Come on, Cool Ray.
But I thought Christians was always happy because they didn't have any troubles.
Where'd you ever hear a crazy thing like that? Christians have problems just like everybody else.
But no matter what happens on the outside, Jesus can give us joy on the inside all the time.
And joy is something that God produces in every one of us as we delight in His Word and obey it every day.
Hey, joy is the fruit of the Spirit.
Gives me joy, eternal joy, happy feelings.
Calabash, why is you heading into this little cove? Isn't this a shortcut?
Monsieur Catfish, I have a petite surprise for you.
Why, fancy meeting you here, my dear brother. Thank you for coming to my rescue.
Cottonmouth, you sorry rascal. What kind of evil caper you got in your mind this time?
Evil caper? Why does everybody always misunderstand me? All I wants to do is be filthy rich and own everything and everybody.
And here I've been a-feeling sorry for you.
Brother, dear brother, I assure you I only has your best interest at heart. Ain't that right, Moccasin?
Yes, boss.
Before nightfall, I'm gonna make you the king of the entire swamp. And by this time tomorrow, I'm gonna have all the money in Mr. Slippy City.
You'll never get away with it, Cottonmouth.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, brother dear. You see, by tomorrow morning, everybody in Mr. Slippy City is gonna be pleading with me to sell them a little scrap of land on the top of Cottonmouth Mountain. And I'll be eager to oblige. For the paltry sum of $1,000 a square inch.
$1,000 a square inch? For that worthless, no-good land?
Oh, I agree it ain't worth much now, brother. But what if Mr. Slippy City were under 10 feet of water and Cottonmouth Mountain was the only thing sticking out of the water? What then?
You out of your head, Cottonmouth.
Wouldn't it be terrible if something would have happened to the grand Mr. Slippy Dam?
But there ain't nothing wrong with the dam. It's as solid as a rock.
Brother, did you happen to eyeball what this little old calliope did to that shrimp boat back there at the dock?
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, I would. And I can, and I will. But first of all, we gots to get you married off to the Swamp Queen.
But I'm already happily hitched to my beloved Magnolia.
I thought you'd say that. Calabash, I command you to play a tune that will take my brother's mind back to his big toe days.
Very well, I will prepare the calliope, monsieur.
That's impossible. Besides, I'll never go back to those days.
I'm sorry, brother, but that's how the Swamp Queen fell in love with you, and that's how I aim to deliver you. Moccasin, hand me that fake big toe over there so's we can strap it on to Catfish foot.
Yes, boss.
Where'd you get that thing?
I stopped by the 7-Eleven this morning and they just happened to have a king-size free toe in stock.
I'll never put that thing on, Cottonmouth. You can't make me.
The calliope is ready, monsieur.
Calabash, play us a lullaby and put Catfish to sleep or we ain't never gonna get this big toe strapped on him.
But, monsieur, the calliope is set to take his mind back only
I said play him a lullaby, Calabash.
But if I play the lullaby...
You just hush and follow orders.
You don't know what you are asking.
Don't sass me no more, boy, just play! Play!
Oui, monsieur. And I thought I had a shrimp-sized brain.
This'll never work, Cottonmouth. Besides, I'm not even a teensy bit tired. Mama, where's my teddy bear? Oh, my bottle. Dada, goo goo.
That poor boy's got problems.
No, monsieur, you have got problems.
Waka Sid, help me jam this big toe on Catfish.
Yes, boss.
Oh, there. Fits him like a glove. The queen won't know it from the real thing. What's that?
Oh, it's the calliophone, monsieur. Probably Queen Lanoise.
Oh, howdy do, ma'am.
Bonjour, monsieur. Is Mon Cheri with you?
Well, Sherry's not here right now, but Big Toe's right here beside me.
May I talk to him?
Oh, well, dear, he's napping right now, resting up for the big wedding, you know. Wait, I think he's awaking up a little. Hold on, and I'll put the calliophone up to his ear.
Da-da, goo-goo, mama.
Sorry about that, Queenie. He ain't awake yet after all.
Monsieur, who was that?
Did you hear over there, anywho?
I thought I heard a little baby.
That was just me. I evidently accidentally stretched the phone line too much and got some of that status elasticity on. It. Goodbye. What in the name of common sense is going on here? Catfish, get that thumb out of your mouth, boy.
Da-da. Da-da.
I'm not your daddy, and put that thumb back in your mouth, boy.
I tried to warn you, monsieur.
Warn me about what?
I had the calliope all set to take his mind back to the time when he was Big Toe. But when you forced me to play the lullaby, Look, he's mine all the way back to the cradle. Now he thinks he's a baby.
Well, undo what you did.
It's too dangerous, monsieur. We could destroy his mind completely.
Well, this certainly is a fine mess. I got a feeling old Big Nose ain't gonna be too wild about robbing the cradle, neither. How long will it take him to grow up?
It's impossible to say. Sometimes takes 10 minutes, sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 10 years.
Now that's dandy. Just dandy. We're gonna speed this here growing up a little. Catfish, take that thumb out of your mouth.
Da-da.
Yeah, have a natural vitamin. Get down on your tummy button and do 1,000 push-ups. Repeat after me. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 5. Moccasin, get that kid a toy. Too bad you're not a baby rattle snake.
Yes, boss.
Monsieur, it appears we have company.
Oh, no, it's that meddling pirate.
Never fear, monsieur. They are about to see a storm such as they have never seen before. When they see the power of the Calliope, they will quickly turn sail for home like, how you say, Jacques the Rabbit.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things, and thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Here's the Patch Kids with a new song about our wonderful God. See you next week, mateys!
Isn't he wonderful?